A phone outage affects Skagway today, and cell phone customers there are increasingly frustrated over poor service and company stonewalling. And an international free skiing and snowboarding competition is coming back to Haines in 2016. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Greta Mart. Those stories and more up next. Feelings of frustration and anger are growing among many Skagway cell phone customers this summer. Residents say that since the start of the 2015 cruise ship season, connectivity has deteriorated to the point of dysfunction. Customers are still required to pay their monthly bill, but for what service?
The one common denominator is the fact when there are a bunch of cruise ships in port, it doesn't work properly.
This is the first summer where I'll just either get no service or dropped calls, or my data is extremely slow or will not connect at all.
My big problem and the reason why I wrote the Better Business Bureau and my senator was that it's starting to interfere with my work life.
Some part of my service won't work at some part of every day. Sometimes my text messages won't go through or I won't receive them from other people. Sometimes I can't make phone calls or they're dropped. I just can't ever figure out when something's going to work or not.
That was Andrew Cremata, Nicole Chandler, Chris Potter, and Crystal Rain. They are all current AT&T wireless customers, and they are among many Skagway residents who are increasingly vexed over what they say is unacceptable cell phone service. This summer's connectivity issues in Skagway are putting the kibosh on friends talking to friends, but the continuing disruption in cell service is thwarting new customers from reaching businesses and hampering credit card processing. And many worry that unreliable cell service poses a threat to public safety.
I've had people on the assembly and other comment to me about the cell phone service, and I've noticed it myself that we've had problems. It's really frustrating for everybody, ourselves included.
Skagway Borough Manager Scott Hahn says City Hall has tried to get answers.
So we've looked into this stuff, but we haven't found any good avenue other than people complaining. And in fact, the numbers of complaints are going to do more than just having Mama Municipality voice their concern, in my opinion.
It's hard to determine what is actually causing the breakdown in service. AT&T, GCI, and Verizon provide cell phone service in Skagway, and customers of all three companies are reporting ongoing problems with connectivity during daytime hours on every day of the week. Here's AT&T customer Crystal Rain.
They're always trying to tell me that it's something to do with my device. I've reiterated that it's an entire town that has problems, regardless of device type, device capability, service, carrier, and they just keep giving me the same broken record answer.
Then there are specific townwide phone outages like the one that occurred this morning. According to Tom Cochran of Alaska Power and Telephone, some of their customers lost long-distance phone service early this morning, and as of midday, the company was still trying to resolve the problem. Cochran says some kind of outage regularly happens on Thursdays when the cruise ship Ruby Princess arrives at the ore dock.
In talking to AT&T this morning, they actually tried to adjust the angle of the antenna before the ship got there, but it didn't necessarily seem to work.
Kirby Day is Southeast spokesman for Princess Cruises. Day says his company is fully aware of the Thursday outages in Skagway, and that for the past 2 weeks, Princess has been actively working with AT&T to come up with a solution.
We believe, we're not 100% sure, but we believe the Ruby Princess being one deck higher, taller than most of the ships that have typically been at the ore dock in the past, maybe blocking the line of sight for the antenna for AT&T.
The Ruby Princess is scheduled to berth at the ore dock in Skagway every Thursday through September 10th, so outages will keep happening unless AT&T relocates its telecommunications infrastructure at 108 Alaska Street. The site is called a point of presence, and its registration with the FCC says the antenna there is just 10.4 feet above ground level. As for the reported ongoing problems with Skagway cell service, wireless companies are not forthcoming with specific reasons. KHNS reached out to AT&T for comment, and spokesman Andy Colley declined an interview. Instead, he emailed a company statement that said, quote, "When multiple cruise ships pull into port, they may interfere with AT&T's wireless network signal and affect coverage at times." The statement also says the company is investigating the issue and working to return service to normal as soon as possible. The problem Skagway customers have is that normal service is no longer acceptable. On July 23rd, a day-long outage affected hundreds of Skagway cell phone and landline customers. When Skagway AT&T customer Andrew Cremata called the company that day to complain once again,
the customer representative said, "Well, it says here in bold red print on my computer screen that the tower is severely degraded."
Cremata says he doesn't buy the blocking cruise ship theory. Maybe it's causing the Thursday outages connected to the Ruby, but he doesn't believe the cruise ships are to blame for all of Skagway's cell phone problems this summer.
A cruise ship doesn't block from a 360-degree angle. It would only block a certain amount of the town. So I don't know that I necessarily even believe that to begin with.
Last Friday, July 30th, Verizon upgraded their cell service in Skagway by partnering with Ketchikan Public Utilities. KPU owns a cell site in Skagway, which Verizon customers now use. Here's Verizon spokesman Scott Charleston.
Since Friday, there's been a tremendous uptick, of course, in data usage. It's a 4G LTE network, which is the fastest kind.
But that doesn't help Skagway wireless customers who are locked into a contract. Borough Manager Scott Hahn encourages unhappy cell phone customers to complain to their carrier.
What will really get AT&T listening is if the numbers come in of complaints that, and I think that's what happened with Verizon. They were getting so many complaints from cruise ship passengers that volume was too much to handle, so they complied with trying to improve service.
Customers can also submit complaints to the Federal Communications Commission, the body that regulates cell phone companies across the country. Complaints can be filed online via the FCC's Consumer Help Center. An international free-skiing and snowboarding competition that took on Haines Slopes this year in its first-ever Alaska stop is coming back next year. The Freeride World Tour officially announced the 2016 schedule last week. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
Welcome to the Freeride World Tour. It's a five-stop journey around the world that challenges the best skiers and snowboarders to descend some of the most technical and intimidating mountains on the planet.
That's commentator Ed Lee back in March announcing the start of the skiing and snowboarding face-off in Haines. The competition wasn't easy or cheap for freeride organizers. Unpredictable weather conditions caused three delays. It raised fears that the athletes had come all this way for an event that wouldn't happen. But after about 2 weeks of waiting, skies cleared and the competition happened March 23rd.
As Sammy Ludke drops in, the first rider of the snowboard men here in Haines, Alaska.
Haines is by far the most expensive stop for them.
That's Hainesborough Tourism Director Leslie Ross. She says Freeride spent about $1 million on the Haines competition. Many of the competitors and organizers are European, making travel expensive. And the mountains aren't accessible by ski lifts or hiking. All the participants need to be helicoptered in. Because it's so expensive, Ross says the financial side of the Freeride's next visit to Haines is still up in the air.
So they still are looking for sponsorships. They haven't received that much at all.
Ross says she and the Chamber of Commerce are looking for local and regional businesses that could sponsor part of the Haines visit. She says Freeride is also continuing to look for sponsors and that they have a contingency plan to compete in British Columbia if the finances don't work out. Ross explains why the organizers are trying again for Haines despite the obstacles.
Our mountains and our snow, we're becoming world known for our snow and our skiing and the athletes. This is definitely a push again that the athletes want to compete here.
Here's one of those athletes, Swedish skier and 2012 freeride champion Rene Barkered.
I think it's every skier's dream to once at least come here and ride these incredible mountains.
When Barkered and the other athletes, organizers, video and broadcast production staff, and other personnel were in Haines, they added up to more than 100 people. For some local businesses, it was a welcome influx of customers in the off-season. Here's Chamber of Commerce President Kyle Gray.
You know, a fair amount of the businesses closed down in the winter or have significantly reduced hours because there is not enough business for them to be able to stay open. Well, I mean, if we can have an event or something like that that brings a lot of people to town, that gives more business owners a reason to stay open. That's just how much more money we're going to make as a community.
Cheryl Katzik is the front office manager at Captain's Choice Motel, which rented out 32 of their 40 rooms to free ride participants.
So it was really great for us, and we're glad to hear that they're coming back.
The other four stops in the Free Ride 2016 tour are in Europe: Andorra, France, Austria, and Switzerland. The date currently scheduled for Haines is March 17, 2016. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
For KHNS News, I'm Greta Mart. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.